Om Sri Sai Ram. With the heartfelt love and soulful devotion, I place myself at the most divine lotus feet of beloved Sai Ma. Revered elders, sisters, brothers and dear children, Sai Ram to one and all. Only with the infinite grace of Bhagavan, we are on the fifth day of the Onam celebrations. Today afternoon, the students of Sri Sai Vidya Vihar Alwai prayerfully presents the drama Radha Bhakti before our beloved Bhagavan. This drama is unique because it is written and composed by Bhagavan himself. In fact, none other than Swami can depict the unwavering love and unparalleled devotion of Radha, because Swami himself is Krishna. Praying to our most merciful Bhagavan to shower blessings on all of us gathered here, so let us enjoy Radha Bhakti. Jai Sai Ram.
Om Shri Sai Ram. We offer our humble pranams at the divine lotus feet of our most beloved Mother Sai. Esteemed guests, revered elders and dear sisters and brothers, Sai Ram to all of you. We, the students of Shri Sai Vidya Vihar, Alwai, Kerala, present before you Radha Bhakti, a drama written by none other than our beloved Bhagavan. It depicts the depth and intensity of Radha's devotion for her Lord Krishna. Swami, by placing ourselves at thy lotus feet, we pray for your blessings. Sai Ram.
భక్తి ఉద్రేకాన్ని అందుకునేటువంటి అవకాశాన్ని కూడా త్వరలో మీకు అందిస్తారు.
The school children will soon give you the opportunity to experience the surge of devotion.
ముఖ్యంగా కొంతమందికి కొన్ని సందేహాలు ఉండవచ్చును. స్వామి ఇన్ని రకమైనటువంటి ప్రబోధాలు జరుపుతున్నాడు కదా, ఈ లౌకికమైనటువంటి విషయం లోపల అనేక సినిమాలు డ్రామాలు చూసేటువంటి ప్రయత్నాలు ప్రతి మానవుడికి ఉంటున్నాయి కదా, ఇక్కడికి వచ్చి ఒక డ్రామాలు చూడటం అనేటువంటిది ఇది ఒక దురభ్యాసమే కదా అని కూడా మీరు అనుకుంటారో ఏమో.
ఇంపార్టెంట్లీ, సమ్ పీపుల్ మే హ్యావ్ ఫ్యూ డౌట్స్ సచ్ యాజ్, డజంట్ స్వామి డెలివర్ సో మెనీ డిస్కోర్సెస్ హియర్ అండ్ ఎవ్రీ పర్సన్ ఎనీవే ఇండల్జెస్ ఇన్ వాచింగ్ సినిమాస్ అండ్ డ్రామాస్ ఆన్ వరల్డ్లీ ఆస్పెక్ట్స్? Isn't it a meaningless practice to come here too and see a drama? Some of you may wonder thus.
Kani aa rakanga meer anukunnarante mee illu kuda nu oka drama ne mari danni velugutunnava anni dramalato maatramu ee drama nu polchukovadaniki veelu kaadu endu nimittamai maa pillalaku kevalam drama lo aadinattuga aadatam kaadu chakkani suvarthya ratnanni meeku andinche nimittamai చిన్న పిల్లల ద్వారా జ్ఞానరత్నాన్ని అందుకోవటం ఏమిట్రా అనేటువంటి ఒక భావాన్ని మీరు మార్చుకునే నిమిత్తమై నేను ఈ రకమైనటువంటి ప్రయత్నాలంతా నేను చేస్తున్నాను.
బట్ ఇఫ్ యూ థింక్ సో, యువర్ ఓన్ హోమ్ టూ ఇస్ అ డ్రామా, ఇసన్ట్ ఇట్? ఆర్ యూ లివింగ్ ఇట్? యూ కాంట్ కంపేర్ అదర్ డ్రామాస్ విత్ దిస్ డ్రామా. It is so because these boys are not staging it just to enact a drama. In order to offer you golden good words and to remove the thought, what can these little children teach us after all? I am making such attempts.
చిన్న చిన్న పిల్లలంతా కూడాను చక్కని వేదాంత బోధలు చేస్తున్నారంటే మరేమీ పెద్దవారే కూడాను మాకింత జ్ఞానం రాలేదే అనేటువంటి ఆ యొక్క విచారణైనా మీలో కొంతవరకు కలుగుతుందో ఏమో అని మాటలతో పాటలతో ఆటలతో అన్నింటి యందు మీ హృదయాన్ని పరిశుద్ధం చేసేటువంటి ప్రయత్నం ఒక సంకల్పమే నాది, కానీ డ్రామాలు వేసి మీకు ఆనందాన్ని అందించే కోసం కాదు.
When small children preach Vedantic lessons, it should make you feel that even though we have grown old, these thoughts never occur to us. My endeavor is to create that awareness in you and to purify your hearts through these dialogues, songs and dances. This is my sankalpa, and it is not to merely make you happy through these dramas.
మా పిల్లలకు అలాంటి విషయములు ఉగ్గుపాలతోనే అందించినామంటే పెద్దవారు అయ్యేటప్పటికి మా పిల్లలు ఏ యొక్క పోషణ ఏ యొక్క యాక్ట్ చేసినారో దాన్ని గురించినటువంటి తత్వం వారిలో ముద్రింపబడిపోతుంది.
ఇఫ్ వి ఇంపార్ట్ నోబుల్ థాట్స్ టు అవర్ చిల్డ్రన్ వైల్ ట్రైనింగ్ దెమ్ వెన్ దే గ్రో అప్ దే విల్ హ్యావ్ ఇంప్రింటెడ్ ఇన్ దేర్ హార్ట్స్ ద వాల్యూస్ అండ్ గుడ్నెస్ ఆఫ్ ద క్యారెక్టర్స్ అండ్ రోల్స్ దట్ దే హ్యాడ్ ప్లేడ్ వెన్ యంగ్.
ఏ భావాలు మీకు చెప్పినారో ఆ భావములంతా వారి లోపల కూడా జీర్ణించబడుతుంటాయి.
ద నోబుల్ ఫీలింగ్స్ దట్ దే కన్వే టు యూ విల్ బి ఇంబైబ్డ్ బై దెమ్ టూ.
Krishna, it seems he has forgotten us.
Yashoda, Krishna cannot forget us. He may be busy running the large kingdom. How does it matter at all, as long as we have the news that he is doing well? Today or tomorrow, he will come to meet us.
A mother is never satisfied until she sees her son with her own eyes. How many days has it been since I've seen him? I beg you, my Lord, please, please bring him here once, at least once.
Yashoda, I may sound detached, but I too am anxious to see him.
If you desperately want to see him, why is he not here? Why are you not bringing him here? My mind will continue to be restless until I see my Krishna.
Yashoda, if Gopala wants to come here, can anyone or anything ever stop him? Do you think he can be insensitive to the longing of his mother? There must be something very important. Few people from Vrindavan are going tomorrow to invite him. I will await his response and then I myself shall go. Please be at peace.
Is it so? Poor ones! All the time when Krishna was here, they did not care for him.
Yashoda, that is natural. Thoughts and attitudes change over time for the good. People of Vrindavan wish to celebrate the day Krishna had lifted Govardhanagiri with the Giridhari himself. Perhaps Krishna will choose to come back to Vrindavan, hearing their prayers.
Amma, Yashoda.
Who is that?
Amma, I am a Gopika. I have come to light a lamp.
Please come. Here, you can light your lamp from that one.
Krishna. Krishna.
my girl? You seem to be new to this place. And I don't think you slept well last night. I hope everything is well at home.
Amma, all is well with me. I'm new to this village. I'm the third daughter-in-law of your neighbor Kaveri Amma. I've come on her instruction to take light from your home and light our lamps.
But you've burned your fingers while lighting the lamp. And yet, you seem to be lost in some thought. There must be some reason. By the way, what is your name, my girl?
Amma, my name is Suguna. Before I came to Vrindavan, I have heard many stories of Krishna and his great deeds. It is my misfortune that I could never see him, and it makes me very sad. The very thoughts of him fill every moment of my life. After such a long time, fortune has smiled on me and given me the great chance to come to your sacred home. As soon as I stepped in, I was touched by Krishna's presence. I am so thrilled. Just now, I could see his charming form inside this bright divine light. Amma, I'm totally lost. I feel so blessed. My life is fulfilled. Krishna.
Oh, Suguna, you're indeed so fortunate and blessed. There's nothing more fortunate than being able to think of him and feel his divine presence.
Thank you. బలియించే ఊకొడులారా ఊల మాలలు తేవే రేపే సుదినం మనకు ఆ పుణ్యము బలియించే మన పుణ్యము బలియించే
Radhadevi, all of us at Vrindavan are so fortunate. Our good deeds have borne fruit finally. We will now see our beloved Krishna with our own eyes after such a long wait. Do you think this good fortune is anything of our achievement? This is only due to His kindness.
This good fortune is not anything readily available. The Lord Himself has chosen to come to Vrindavan and grant us His divine darshan. How lucky and fortunate are we?
Oh, dear ones, He is the supreme, omnipresent one. So, what is this coming and going all about? This is nothing but ignorance and illusion. The wise do not bother about these, but are forever immersed in God.
Radha Devi, tomorrow we celebrate the auspicious day when Krishna lifted the Govardhanagiri to protect all of us in Vrindavan. How fortunate are we to be witnessing this?
Come on, let us decorate the way that our beloved Krishna will be walking on with colorful rangolis. And let's deck up the pillars with beautiful fragrant flowers. When our Krishna walks this way, His soft feet will step on our rangoli. Just imagine how blessed a feeling it is.
How foolish you are, dear Yamuna. Do you think our Krishna will be walking on the ground? He will be riding a golden chariot.
No, Suguna. Seeing all the children, women, elders, and the village folk of Vrindavan who will be eagerly waiting for Him at the entrance, I'm sure He will step down from His chariot and walk towards them.
Yamuna, even if His chariot touches the ground on which we put the rangolis, it will be our great fortune.
Radha Devi, is it easy for anyone else to feel the supreme divine thoughts that you just expressed? People like you are one amongst a million. Doing simple things like this and expressing ourselves in these simple ways is all that we know. Come on, everyone, let us not waste even a moment. Let us work together let us get ready for the grand arrival of our beloved Krishna.
దుష్ట సంహార నింద్రా మందూర ఓ దుష్ట సంహార నింద్రా మందూర శతకోటి మార్తాండ తేజోడు మీ ముద్దు చేతులకు గొలుసులు కట్టేదర పంగజాక్ష నాదు పలికిన నీపై పన్నీరు అత్తరు చల్లేదర నీపై పన్నీరు అత్తరు చల్లేదరా కృష్ణా హరే చిన్ని కృష్ణా హరే బాల కృష్ణ హరే నీ పిలచేదరా విష్ణు స్వరూప సృష్టి నిలుప దుష్ట సంహార నింద్రా మందూర ఓ దుష్ట సంహార నింద్రా మందూర కృష్ణా హరే చిన్ని కృష్ణా హరే బాల కృష్ణ హరే నీ పిలచేదరా
that our Lord is going to Vrindavan tomorrow? Is it true?
Why doubt? Tomorrow is the auspicious day of Govardhanodharan. The innocent people of Vrindavan want to celebrate this festive occasion with their Krishna.
You must also be accompanying him, isn't it?
Not sure. That's still undecided. By the way, do you know where that village girl is? Do you know anything about her?
Which village girl, Devi?
Hey, that shabby looking village girl who walks around the town like a mad woman.
I don't get you, Devi.
Do you want me to utter that name?
Please, don't be annoyed. I wouldn't trouble you if I were really getting what you were saying.
Talking about that Radha.
Devi, she is the greatest devotee of Krishna. She is always chanting his divine name and forever remembering his divine play. She is a great saint. Tomorrow will be the happiest day of her life.
Satya, I hope you are joining me to Vrindavan tomorrow. Rukmini also has asked if she could accompany me.
And what did you tell her?
I said she could. Rukmini was immensely happy and tears flowed from her eyes out of happiness. It seems she has bought me with her love.
Only one in this entire world who doesn't bother to love you or take care of you. You make me feel inferior every time.
You always praise others in front of me. If I'm unfit for your love, why should I bother to come?
Satya, you reap what you sow. What you perceive is just the reflection of what you feel inside. A person who does not have the right sense of balance in viewing things will always face doubts. And doubts are the seeds of destruction. We can go through any number of difficulties with enthusiasm. But lack of interest and enthusiasm will make one see even every good event as a major misfortune. Satya, you do as you please.
నాతో మక్కువతో ముచ్చటలు చెప్పినావా ఒక్క నాడైన ఓ చకనయ్యా నాతో మక్కువతో ముచ్చటలు చెప్పినావా ఒక్క నాడైన ఓ చకనయ్యా కల్లలేటిగో ఓ నల్లనయ్యా నన్ను చెల్లనైన చూపులతో చెల్లనైన చూపులతో చూచినావా ఒక్క నాడైన ఓ చక్కనయ్యా
My salutations and greetings, O Narada.
May all your wishes come true. Satyabhama, you look dejected. On a day when the entire Vrindavan is so joyful and celebrating, why are you, the Rani of Krishna, so unhappy? I am surprised.
Narada, don't you know the doings of your Krishna?
Narayana, Narayana, who am I to say about his divine acts? He is the one who runs this unfathomable divine drama of life. Making someone cry, making someone else happy are all part of his divine act and will.
But there has to be some justice in this drama that he plots. Is it fair to disappoint the ones who love him and are dedicated to him?
Only a person who has gone through tough times, trials and tribulations will understand the meaning of happiness when he experiences it. It is the Lord's will to present difficulties and challenges. And when the devotee realizes that these are done by the Lord Himself to test his faith, He gives him the strength and will to overcome them. What is important is the faith that everything is but God's will. And everything is for our own good.
By the way, where are you coming from, O Narada?
Narayana, Narayana. Are there any constraints to my coming and going? Right now, I'm coming from Vrindavan itself.
I hope you will not take it otherwise if I ask you about what's happening at Vrindavan right now.
Satya, I think Kali has totally engulfed and influenced the minds of all people
all over the world. There are no towns where there are no fights, no houses where there are no differences.
So, what's the current status, Narada?
That's what I am about to tell you. However good a person may be, there will always be evil people who will search deep to find out his slightest faults and highlight them and spread false stories about him. There are also truthful people who will fight with these evil folks and try to defeat them. I have seen both kinds of people in Vrindavan, the good and the evil, the ones who are eager for Krishna's arrival and the ones who are not. However, both these groups seem to have got together for now and have come forward to pave a new path. And the new path seems even more unjustified.
New path? What's that now?
One gets destroyed by his own thoughts, as Bhasmasura got destroyed by his own deeds. Unfortunately, the people of Vrindavan have conspired to lock up Radha so that she will not come anywhere near Krishna when he arrives at Vrindavan in his golden chariot.
Oh, that's sad.
Narayana, Narayana. Man proposes, God disposes. The Lord becomes a slave to a devotee who reveres him with true devotion. He cannot be reached by arrogant men who make their own rules and laws. Radha Devi is the most pious, sincere and humble devotee of Lord Krishna. She has the purest mind. She is supremely selfless and is lost in her devotion for her Krishna. Hence, the Supreme Lord will never allow these foolish and merciless people to do any harm to Radha.
Is this the truth, O Narada? Are you saying this just to test my mind? Or have your mind also got mesmerized by that Radha? You are Narada, the very son of Brahma, the most learned sage. I just cannot believe that even you are praising that crazy mad woman in front of me. This is unbelievable.
Satyabhama, I am like a wisp of cotton that brushes against the giant Meru mountain. Who am I to certify Radha Devi's greatness? To anyone with a good heart, Radha Bhakti will appear great. To anyone with an evil heart, it will appear mad and crazy. The power of Radha Bhakti cannot be described in words.
O Narada, if her bhakti is so powerful and pure, why would her own villagers say such things about her? There cannot be any smoke without fire.
The job of the evil-hearted people is to ill-treat and humiliate good people, even without a reason. They cannot tolerate the peace of mind, happiness and bliss the great devotees experience. The good and devoted people are always made fun of and ill-treated by the bad ones. But even in spite of this, the sincere good person remains unaffected.
Narada, your words pierce my heart. Please don't misunderstand my intentions in words. Since I heard some rumors like this, I thought you will give me first-hand information. Even I like and respect Radha.
Narayana, Narayana. That's nice, Satyabhama. I will tell you something only if you promise to not misunderstand me. If you listen to and do what I say, maybe this birth of yours will become greatly fulfilled.
What is it, Narada? I will definitely follow your advice.
Radha is supremely pure and divinely blessed. She is ever ecstatic. The very form of Radha that you see is the supreme bliss of Lord Krishna that got separated from him. That is why Lord Krishna goes round and round Radha all the time and is desperate to take her back to his self. This is why I advise you to understand, worship and respect Radha. This alone will purify your heart and take you nearer to Krishna. Satya, I will take leave now. Narayana, Narayana.
Radha, let us go to her and share our immense joy and happiness on Krishna's arrival. Yes, sister, the song that comes from her pure heart is the same that comes from Gopala's flute. Truly, Radha is the flute in the hands of our Krishna. A person whose body is afflicted with poisonous fever can never enjoy and savor the taste of any sweet dish offered to him. Ordinary people who are lost in this burning and poisonous fever of worldly existence cannot experience the sweetness of devotion. But that does not affect the bhakta in any way. Today, our Vrindavan is full of such fools who make cheap fun of the great and pure Radha Bhakti. When the dogs bark at shining stars, do they fall? The foolish people who sling mud on the sun get drowned in the same dirt when it falls back on them. Come, let's go to our Radha.
Pasi papavu manasuku kanu papavu matakku.
Radha, aren't you aware that he is the ruler of the kingdom of Mathura? How can we see him in our Vrindavan? Simple, ordinary folks like us think that Vrindavan is different from Mathura and are far from each other. But the all-pervading Krishna is ever present in Radha's heart. Radha and Madhava are one and the same.
God will not be visible to us if we try to see His physical form. His acts and plays carry a lot of inner significance. At the physical level, you will see a lot of differences, but you will experience supreme bliss only when you know the inner meaning. We all see Dwaraka as Krishna's capital, Mathura as his place of residence, and Vrindavan his playground. Just knowing this does not make any devotee happy and blissful. For the Bhakta who desires the blissful state, Dwaraka is the physical body. The soft, loving heart is Mathura. And the life filled with devotion is Vrindavan. Lord Krishna is forever with the Bhakta who is in this thought. Then the body becomes a temple for him to reside. He takes the form of the very breath that goes in and out of this body. Why do we search for any other place to find the Lord? Isn't this itself the most blissful abode?
Dear Radha, ordinary folks like us cannot think at this level.
As long as you see a rope in the dark and imagine it to be a snake, the fear will make you suffer. The moment light falls on the rope, fear vanishes. Faith in God is like the light that removes all fear and grants courage. This will happen only with His divine will and immense mercy.
Just because you pour Amritam to cast a tree, can it become Kalpa Vriksha? People who are engrossed in worldly life will never change, however much you try instilling these noble thoughts.
Oh dear ones, let's not think of others. Let's submit all our deeds to our Supreme Lord and make Him happy.
Hey! I think that lady who is walking with a pot of water from the shore of Yamuna is Radha. These women must be kept under some limit. If you keep singing and chanting the name of God every single moment, how can you ever have a normal family life? Who will feed your family?
I differ, Jogana. Her madness is giving her happiness. What is your problem? Her devotion has not harmed you or anyone. It's not right to criticize devout people without distinguishing good and bad. If you do not like it, just keep quiet about it.
Hey, Ramanna, what is the use of leaving the house and family, sleep and food, and just getting lost in God?
Oh, Jogana, you have become a big, fat householder, eating and sleeping every day. As much as you have likes and dislikes, everyone else also has. One must not interfere this much in others' matters.
You tell me, who doesn't want to live happily with a family, eat, drink, and sleep happily with good health?
It's the same with her. But what gives her happiness is God and devotion.
I cannot tolerate a fellow human being wasting her life in this manner. It is my duty to advise and correct her.
You're crazy. Before you preach, you should know what is good and bad. The person who really knows the good will never disagree with others. Charity begins at home. Your own wives and children don't even care for what you say. Why will anyone else listen to you? First, correct yourself and your home.
I'm getting irritated at her very name, Radha. Don't irritate me further by taking her side.
This is a result of your sins. You are no good yourself, yet you are making fun of such a divine person. A pig likes only the dirty waste found in the gutter and not the sweet nectar you want it to drink. A dog will never appreciate the sweetness of the sugar cane. It will be happy chewing a piece of bone.
Are you comparing me to a pig and a dog?
I don't have to compare. Your behavior is showing it clearly. Anyway, please step aside. That great devotee of Lord Krishna is coming this way.
I am not the one who will give way to a woman. I am a man. Let her only step aside and go away.
She is not a foolish one to push away and go. We have to behave decently and give a good account of ourselves. Vinasya kale viparita buddhi. Your bad times have come. That is why you're behaving in this manner. Anyways, it's your wish. I'm going.
Let's see what bad happens to me. I am going to break the pot of water she is carrying with just one hit.
Krishna, 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 Krishna.
Oh, oh my, my hand is stuck and paining like hell. This mad witch has cast an evil spell on me. Oh, Ramana, please come, please help me.
Jogana, this is what happens to people who don't listen to good advice. Your own fate has brought you to this situation. It is not anything by her.
Someone please save me. The pain is so severe.
Narayana, Narayana.
Oh, Radha Devi, what's happening here?
What have you done to him?
Swami, I was going home with this pot of water. I heard some sound and my pot broke. Soon, I saw this person screaming and suffering in pain. That's all I know, Swami.
Oh, I see. Narayana, Narayana. My dear son, what did you do? Do not hide anything. Your suffering will go away only if you tell me the truth.
Swami, I broke her pot with a stone.
Jogannath, please don't underestimate the power of true and intense devotion and make fun of God and His devotees. This is a very big sin. Her being is very powerful. Go and fall at her feet and seek forgiveness.
Amma, please forgive me. I did a grave mistake. Please, please forgive me.
Krishna, what is this act of yours? Why are you giving this lowly woman this high status? You are the one who protects at all times. Then, why are you giving this man so much pain? Please save him and take away his pain. Krishna, Krishna.
Mother, you are the supreme goddess. The whole universe will know how powerful you are.
Jaya Krishna Mukunda Murari. Jaya Krishna Mukunda Murari. Jaya Govinda Vrinda Vihari. Jaya Govinda Vrinda Vihari. Manamohan Madhava Shaure. Manamohan Madhava Shaure. Jaya Mathura Prabho Giridhari. Jaya Mathura Prabho Giridhari. Jaya Krishna Mukunda Murari.
Krishna.
గాధల్
Someone crying. Who's that?
Nadha, this voice seems to be that of Radha.
This is the place where Radha was born, isn't it?
No, my lord. And Radha has left Vrindavan a long time ago.
Why did she leave?
She lost her mind and was roaming around like a devil.
We don't know. That crazy woman must have fallen somewhere and died.
Rukmini, I can see the effect of Kali in the minds of people here. They are cheating and misleading their very lord. They all know that this cry is that of Radha. But see how they are lying about it. None of you will escape the punishment of ill-treating and causing pain to a sincere devotee.
Dear ones, Radha Mata is none other than the very Bhumata. Nobody can fathom her and her deep devotion. Evil-minded men pollute the truth with falsehood and spread false stories about good people. Remember, the tree which gives fruit continues to bear the stones thrown at it. Only when you make an effort to understand the devout person and her acts and feelings, you'll understand her greatness and power. Radha Mata is the greatest devotee of the Lord. She is the Lokamata.
Oh Lord, please forgive us. We are stupid and foolish. That is why we behave like this. We deserve to be punished.
The person who swims in water sees the reflection of the person who is on the shore as upside down. Likewise, the ones who are swimming in the ocean of life and death with full of pride, ego and all kinds of worldly ambitions can see the true devotees of God who are on the shore only as upside down images. If you reverse the word Radha, it becomes Dhara, meaning earth. The Dhara on which this entire world is standing is one who is in the form of Radha.
Oh, how grateful and lucky we are.
Break open the gates. Let Radha come in.
Oh, Krishna.
When it is heated and melted. Similarly, allegations and criticisms of good people make them stronger and greater. It will never lessen their stature. After many days, the people of Vrindavan have borne the fruits of Punya. They have finally realized the truthful nature of Radha. This is a unique moment.
You, who should have been worshipped, got ill-treated by one and all here. You did not bother about anything, but kept your mind focused on your intense love and devotion for Krishna. You have earned great respect in this manner. All women of this country are proud of you. The greatness of Vrindavan will be forever etched in the history of mankind and also in the hearts of every devotee of Krishna because of you. May all of us learn from your intense and selfless devotion and inculcate the same in our own lives and derive the great fruits of worship of Lord Krishna.
Radha, please get up. Do ask what you want. I'm eager to fulfill your wishes.
Krishna, are you trying to push me into Maya again? There is nothing in this world other than you. What is that you are asking me to wish for when all I am is just you? Don't fool me with your words, Krishna. This Radha does not want anything other than you.
In the world take origin from the sea, take separate names and shapes, flow in different directions and finally merge into the same sea. In the same manner, every living being takes birth from me on my will, takes different forms and names and eventually come back to me. But this happens only after the being spends some time and undergoes all its karma. Until the being has this body, it has to do its karma, that is, good deeds with devotion, with the single-minded objective of obtaining salvation.
Krishna, I've realized that time and karma are just various facets of your divine self. I don't have any other objective than to reach you, Krishna.
Radha, my real self and this oneness that you are able to see is something only very few devotees in this world are able to realize. There is a reason for the birth of such great devotees like you. Ordinary and simple people who will never be able to grasp and understand my true form can learn devotion and true worship from devotees like you. A disciple learns from his guru. Subjects follow the king. Children follow their parents. Similarly, supreme devotees like you must be around as long as possible in this physical form to help countless other people to learn from you and come on to the right path of devotion and right way of living.
You are a master in giving an elevated status to simple, ignorant people like me, just to make them happy. Krishna, this is your natural kindness. Otherwise, why will you need puppets like us to help you run this world? When you alone are the supreme, the all-pervading protector and the giver. Krishna, all I ask you is to make me a part of your infinite divine love.
O Radha, unique is your devotion, matchless is your love. You will shine as a golden star, as the supreme example of how one can be dearest to God, whose love, through the path of pure and intense love.
భక్తి లోకానికి శాంతి పర్వతం ప్రభుని నామ చింతనే సదా సంతతం ఈ రాధ భక్తి లోకానికి శాంతి పర్వతం కదళి ఖజ్జూరం కమ్మని చరపురసం కదళి ఖజ్జూరం కమ్మని చరపురసం సక్కెర తేనె పండ్లు సారమిహి గాను సక్కెర తేనె పండ్లు సారమిహి భక్తి ప్రతి జీవికి ముక్తి సాధకం ఈ రాధ భక్తి ప్రతి జీవికి ముక్తి సాధకం ప్రభుని నామ చింతనే సదా సంతతం ఈ రాధ భక్తి లోకానికి శాంతి పర్వతం ప్రభుని నామ చింతనే సదా సంతతం ఈ రాధ భక్తి లోకా శాంతి పర్వతం.
స్వామి, సో బ్యూటిఫుల్లీ యు హ్యావ్ షోన్ అస్ ద హార్ట్ టు హార్ట్ రిలేషన్షిప్ బిట్వీన్ రాధా అండ్ హర్ లార్డ్ కృష్ణ. ద ప్రేయర్స్, థాట్స్, వర్డ్స్ and actions of Radha were always directed towards you. Through Radha, you have shown us how one can be dearest to God. Swami, how can we have this kind of deepest and purest form of devotion? Please bless us, Swami, so that we have boundless attachment to you and little attachment to the mundane attractions. Please bless us so that we are always yours and you are always ours. Jai Sai Ram.
Yadava Madhava ശിവായ, ഓം നമ ശിവായ.
ബോലോ ജയ ജയകാര, ബോലോ ജയ ജയകാര, ബോലോ ജയ ജയകാര സായി ബാബാ കേ. बोलो जय जयकार, बोलो जय जयकार साईं बाबा के. पतित पावन है सत्य साई भगवान, साई राम साई राम, साई राम साई राम, साई राम साई राम.
സുബ്രഹ്മണ്യം സുബ്രഹ്മണ്യം ശാന്തനാഥ സുബ്രഹ്മണ്യം 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 ശാന്തനാഥ സുബ്രഹ്മണ്യം 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 ശാന്തനാഥ സുബ്രഹ്മണ്യം 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 ശാന്തനാഥ സുബ്രഹ്മണ്യം.
జగదీశ హరే స్వామి సత్య సాయి హరే భక్త జనా సంరక్షక భక్త జనా సంరక్షక ప్రతి మహేశ్వర ఓం జయ జగదీశ హరే శశివదనా శీతర సర్వప్రాణపతి స్వామి సర్వప్రాణపతి ఆశ్రిత కల్పదీక ఆశ్రిత కల్పదీక ఆవర్బాంధవా ఓం జయ జగదీశ హరే పితా గురుదేవు మరియందయునీవే స్వామి మరియందయునీవే నాద బ్రహ్మ జగన్నాథ నాద బ్రహ్మ జగన్నాథ నాగేంద్రాశయ ఓం జయ జగదీశ హరే ఓంకార రూప ఓజస్వీ సాయి మహాదేవ సత్య సాయి మహాదేవా మంగళారతి అందుకు మంగళారతి అందుకు మంగళగిరిధారి ఓం జయ జగదీశ హరే నారాయణ నారాయణ సత్య నారాయణ 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 సత్య నారాయణ నారాయణ సత్య నారాయణ నారాయణ ఓం జయ సద్గురుదేవా నారాయణ నారాయణ ఓం సత్య నారాయణ 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 ఓం సత్య నారాయణ నారాయణ సత్య నారాయణ నారాయణ ఓం జయ సద్గురుదేవా నారాయణ నారాయణ ఓం సత్య నారాయణ 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 ఓం సత్య నారాయణ నారాయణ సత్య నారాయణ నారాయణ ఓం జయ సద్గురుదేవా
జయ గురు భగవాన్ శ్రీ సత్య సాయి